Unit 2, Text A. It's a New Day by Marie T. Russell.
Every day is a new day. That's an indisputable fact. Every day, when we awake, it is a different day than the one before. Another brand new 24-hour day to explore and experience. By accepting each new day with a fresh, enthusiastic attitude, you can make your life more joyful. What could be blocking your realization of a new day? It stems from your ideas about yourself, others, and the world around you. Let's start with you. Do you see life as one unending saga, each day like the one before? You know, same day, same old stuff? Do you have beliefs about yourself, such as, oh, I can't sing, I'm tone deaf, or I can't draw, I'm no artist, or I'm so clumsy, I have two left thumbs, I'm so stupid? These words reflect inward beliefs that lock us into a frame of mind and a particular behavior pattern. All of these statements demonstrate a belief you have chosen and accepted about yourself. They are also beliefs that serve to close doors to any new experiences or new days. Let's look at relationships. When I use the term relationships, I refer not only to intimate ones, but to everyone in your life. Co-workers, family, people you see in the store, the other drivers in traffic, everybody. Many of us classify people as friendly, intelligent, stupid, clumsy, etc. We form opinions about them. Oh, him, he's so lazy. Or Jack is such a good artist, too bad his daughter just can't draw. Take a look at how most children are raised. At some point in the child's existence, someone decides, or rather makes a judgment, that little Sarah can't sing, is clumsy, laughs too loud, or is intelligent, or whatever. No matter what the judgment is, these statements get repeated in front of friends, family, strangers, and unfortunately, little Sarah. She then accepts this as her reality. After all, it is coming from the mouth of a godly parent or adult. All of these statements and opinions support someone's view of reality. When you make it your own, it locks you into a mode where you have certain fixed expectations. They do not allow room for change, and since life is all about change, these beliefs leave no room for miracles. How does one live each day anew? First, one must release all preconceptions and beliefs about everyone and everything. Begin by looking at yourself and the people in your immediate surroundings. When dealing with yourself, there are two things you can change: your beliefs and your behavior. If you believe that you are always late and want to change that, then stop saying that you are always late. When you tell yourself, "I'm always late," the body and mind take that as an instruction. In the same fashion, if you start affirming, "I'm always on time," that is taken as a directive, and your subconscious and conscious mind will work at creating your new reality. So if you want to be a better person, start by changing your beliefs and your expectations. Then change your actions. Behave more lovingly. Expect the best. Visualize yourself and the world will be as loving, peaceful, harmonious place. It's all possible. After all, it is a new day. Treat yourself to a new perspective every day. Start to expect miracles and they will happen.